Yeah, get my heart to pumping. I get my heart to pumping. Whoever would have thought? Whoever would have thought I'd be here now? Normally, years ago, I'd spend my Friday nights with my hands buried deep in someone's chest cavity, handling a bilateral laphrectomy or some complicated surgical procedure. Yes, I'm a medical man. One of the best. Every day I'd throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" I had a very successful family practice at one time. But I paid my dues. I'll never forget medical school. God, I went through hell in medical school. I remember the day we learned to give injections. We'd read about it. We'd practiced it on dummies. Grapefruits. One day, the instructor, Dr. Blasnalis, said, "Today, class, we are going to actually give a student, one of us here in the class, an injection. We're not going to turn you loose on the free world until we know that you can handle the basic injection technique. Now, first you fill the syringe in the manner I'm doing here," and we all crowded around. He said, "Then you turn the syringe needle side up and you apply pressure, making sure that there is an uninterrupted flow of fluid from the syringe so there is no air at all in the syringe. We do not want to inject our people with air bubbles. As you know, an embolism can ruin your whole day. What we'll be practicing here is the subcutaneous injection as opposed to the intramuscular injection, which is somewhat more painful. Now, we need a volunteer from the class. Mr. Grismanelli, would you step up here?" And there was some snickering in the class. He said, "I shall hear no laughter. You are doctors. You'll conduct yourself that way. Ordinarily, it is not necessary to pull down the pants of the person receiving the injection all the way to the floor, but, Mr. Grismanelli, I would like you to do that, if you would, please, so that we can show you the various sites available to us for injection in the tocostal region. Now, we normally go for the upper part of the tuchus, the upper thigh. As you can see, it's somewhat meaty. If he didn't have a boil right there, we'd inject him there, so we'll have to find another site, perhaps squarely in the middle of the left cheek. He is somewhat boil-laden, so we will have to take care. All right, first student, please grab a syringe and give him the injection there. All right, easier. And so one by one, the whole class came up. There were 40 people in the class. Each one came up. Practicing. By the time they were done, my tuchus was one bleeding, oozing mass. I mean, there wasn't an inch of skin that hadn't been pierced and punctured. Boils were seeping. I mean, it was an unsavory-looking splotchy. I said, "Oh, my God," as I looked at myself in the mirror. I said, "I'll have to call up my part-time job, doctor, and cancel for this evening." He said, "Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'll just dab at your tuchus with a little mercurochrome. We'll put, 15-20 Band-Aids on there. The scabbing will be almost immediate. I see no reason why you should cancel your part-time job." I said, "I do. I'm a dancer at the Hangar Club."
Isn't it incredibly...